This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. After months of increases, Metro Denver home prices have gone down slightly. New data from S&P Dow Jones shows house prices in the area dropped 0.1% between May and June. That follows a national trend of slowing prices in other places. The drop this summer does little to counter Denver Metro home price increases overall. They're up about 19% this year. Colorado's largest school district reached an agreement with its teachers' union today. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The Denver Public Schools three-year deal includes an 8.7% pay raise, a starting salary of about $50,000, and a lot more time during the school day for planning. The district and union will continue to collaborate on ways to address class sizes and caseloads. There will be a new committee to discuss racial equity and hiring more teachers of color. Union members and the Denver School Board still need to approve the deal. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Dozens of hot air balloons will soon dot the skies above Colorado Springs. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says the Labor Day liftoff event is celebrating its 46th year.
Just all sorts of colorful balloons take flight, including big animal and monster balloons, Darth Vader and Yoda. Weather permitting, look east of the city in the early mornings over the Labor Day holiday and you'd think we live in New Mexico. Other festival events include a Krispy Kreme donut eating contest, Air Force Academy skydivers, and the event's first 5K race. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
More news online at cpr.org.